Hi guys, it's Aaliyah and welcome back to the Stuff You Should Know podcast, episode 2. Wow, who would have thought? This episode is going to be a little bit different, mostly because I am by myself. Daniel's currently not with me at the moment. We just figured that if you guys ever do hear solo podcasts from one of us, either me or Daniel, it's probably mostly because we just want to put out content for you guys that just maybe revolves around us, and or our schedules are really different to where one is more available than the other. So that's kind of the case how it is right now. And also, plus, like, I really want to talk to you guys more about the wedding planning, and obviously he has his input on it too from his perspective and all of that. Which we will be doing a part 2 of, just so that you guys can get both of our sides. So yeah, let's just jump right into this episode. So to start off, we are getting married in 3 years, 2023, as of today. We haven't hit a year yet of being engaged, so that is its own thing on itself. We hit a year in November 17th, which is just so happens to be our wedding date as well. So it'll be November 17th of 2023. But this year will mark our first year of being engaged. So I guess technically we would be engaged for 4 years? I don't know. I would assume so, right? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, we would technically be engaged for, I guess, 4 years, but the wedding is in 2023, so we still have 3 more years to go. I don't know. You guys get the statistics of that, I guess. But I guess the different parts that I want to just talk about in today's episode is the engagement, as far as that. How we met is its own story on its own. Again, we'll do that when it's both of us. Just a side note, you guys won't be, you know, getting this very often. Like I said, it's only if one of our schedules is more available than the others. Obviously we won't try to make it, you know, an every week thing, because that's not what this whole podcast is about. It's about a partnership of me and Daniel. So there will be, you know, pop-ups of just me or just him, but that's like once every blue moon. So if this isn't your cup of tea, where you just prefer hearing the both of us, then, you know, tune in next week. Well, you'll probably get both of us. And even then, if by next episode, if, you know, I'm the only one that's available, I still don't want to have to put the content out by myself, because like I said, this is a podcast. This is a shared podcast. It's me and him. So, you know, once in a blue moon, you'll get the best of both worlds. So yeah, getting back on track, I want to just talk about like 3 different subjects, I guess, where it's the engagement first, obviously the wedding planning, and I guess like overall of how I feel personally in my perspective. Like I said, he has his own opinions and ways of thinking, so you'll get maybe different parts of this as the wedding planning and wedding commencements move forward, because this is a journey about, you know, the wedding. This is stuff you should know about the wedding overall. So yeah, like I said, this is just my perspective, so you'll get what he has to say later on when we do a part 2. But the engagement, so yeah, we got engaged November 17th of 2019, gonna hit a year this November. The overall engagement was a big deal. I am the type of person that is very matured. I mean, science shows that women are mature much faster than men do. Not saying men aren't mature, much more mature than women, because that can also be the case. But in my sense, I feel like I act so much more older and just a little bit wiser. I'm not saying I'm the world's wisest person, but I definitely don't act like my age. I am 19, so I don't think I act like an average 19-year-old. And plus, you don't see 19-year-olds getting engaged. I had just turned 19. My birthday's in October, and he proposed in November, so I had just turned 19 when he did it. And I thought he was going to propose to me on my birthday, but we'll get into that too. So yeah, I don't really act like a 19-year-old. I was and still am very mature. So that's why I felt like an engagement just felt right to me. Not saying that, you know, I want to rush into things or I'm ready to get married so that I can get the heck out of here. No, that's not the case at all. The case is that, you know, I fell in love with this guy. And when I fell in love hard. And he was my high school sweetheart. And he means everything to me, so why not, you know, put that on a piece of paper, you know what I'm saying? So he proposed to me when I was 19. He was 19 as well, but he just turned 20 in July. But like I said, we really don't act like the, you know, status quo of 19 and 20-year-olds. I'm about to turn 20 in October too, so I guess it depends how people look at it. Obviously, we get criticized a lot when it comes to being so young and engaged. We both are still, you know, in school. He's trying to get his nursing done. He's not even in nursing school yet. He's still getting his prereqs and all of that, but towards the fall of this year he will finally be enrolled in a nursing school. I, on the other hand, am studying online and getting all my stuff out of the way and graduating with a bachelor's of science in psychology, so all that's going to be online. And although we have two different career paths and two different mindsets, I feel like that's not really, you know, a judgment of why we're getting engaged so young when we have studies and schooling to go through. I didn't do online just because of the fact that we were going to get married, because I obviously commenced my online classes long before he even proposed. I did it because I felt like it suited me. Not only did I get to work, because I had just started a new job in November, not only was I able to work and save up money for, at the time, was just a rainy day type of money, or maybe, you know, money for a small apartment in the near future. I'm sorry, in the far future. Because like I said, we weren't engaged by then. This was in 2018, I believe, yeah. So, yeah, we weren't engaged, obviously. And, I just figured that it was the easiest route for me. And since I was going to do all 4 years to get my bachelor's, it was just going to make more sense in a way for me. I mean, it still makes sense. And if I commence to a master's program, it's still going to be online, hopefully, crossing my fingers. I don't know. But that's just personal preferences. So all of it just kind of fell into place for me. Him, obviously, you'll get his side of the story in the next part of this whole wedding series. But for me, I just felt like it was going to be much more efficient and much more reliable. That's the whole, you know, you have a career ahead of you aspect of the whole judgment of being engaged so young. Another one is straight from, you know, teens themselves, friends who I thought were my friends coming to me and telling me, wow, you're so young, why are you doing this, you know, you haven't lived your life yet. I feel as though I have. As far as living my life, A lot of people would define it as partying and going out every day. I don't really, you know, although I do enjoy a party or two, I don't want to do it every Saturday. Maybe every other Saturday would be nice. Obviously, with everything going on right now, that's impossible. But in the past, when COVID wasn't happening, I was still not a party type of person. Obviously, we are not at the age to drink, so that's completely out of the question. But even if it wasn't out of the question, I still wouldn't do it. That's, like I said, I would go to a party, I would have fun, but, you know, not every weekend. Maybe every other weekend or every 2 weekends, I don't know. Or whenever I have money, to be honest. It's a lot of money going out to a bar or something, I don't know. So, yeah, we got a lot of judgment from a lot of people our ages, friends or outsiders in general, telling us that we haven't lived our lives to the fullest yet and stuff like that. But obviously all of these judgments and all of these opinions don't mean anything to us, because at the end of the day, what a lot of people don't realize, both family and friends, is that yes, this is a wedding, but you know, we're paying for a reception, we're not paying for our love. At the end of the day, this is a unity between two people sharing their love and just becoming one and starting their own family in the future. So that ultimately is what I feel like a lot of family and friends are forgetting when it comes to the actual wedding planning. We'll get more into detail about that in the overall, where I wrap everything up and all my thoughts up. But yeah, so if any of you guys are, you know, in the thoughts of wanting to get married at a young age, whether it's getting hitched, meaning that you guys are only engaged for, like, you know, a couple months or maybe a year, and then maybe going to a courthouse and finalizing everything, if it's for good intentions, obviously, then let it happen. There's going to be family and friends out there that don't agree with what you're doing. But if at the end of the day, you and your partner are happy, then I feel like that's all that matters. And that's what a lot of people nowadays in this generation and generations past us are forgetting. It is, you know, 2020. And although this year hasn't been the brightest, if you do plan on getting married this year, or had to push your wedding back because of everything that's going on, you know, at the end of the day, you guys are going to get through it, and it's simply about love. You and your partner are going to become one, and don't let that stop you. Don't let COVID stop you. Although it's sad that you don't get to, you know, invite all your closest family and friends, you guys are together, and that's all that matters. So that's that. Engagement. How did it happen? Where did it happen? And all that jazz. So, back in August, me and Daniel and my parents went on a cruise to a whole bunch of beautiful different islands in the Caribbean. During the cruise, he was looking into a jewelry shop that's on the boat. If you guys have ever been on a Carnival Cruise Line or Royal Caribbean or even Norwegian, I'm not too sure if those two offer it, but I'm sure they do. There's a you know, mini little jewelry parlor with, you know, beautiful, stunning, obviously real diamonds. you'll get showcases here and there, and one night there was a showcase for, you know, all of the beautiful, beautiful diamonds, watches, etc., etc. And we had all went simply to actually see in person what kind of ring that I liked. And I liked the diamond or teardrop, as a lot of people say, shape, with not too bulky of a wedding band, because obviously you have to get that too. So I tried, obviously, the engagement ring I have on now, and I completely and utterly fell in love with it. I even tried the wedding, actually I don't even think I tried the wedding band on, because I think that's bad luck. Actually, no, I didn't. I just tried on the engagement ring just to, you know, see how it would look on my finger. It looked beautiful. Obviously, I think there's two different ways you wear it. I wear it with the pointy side facing up, if that makes any sense to you guys. You guys can just Google pear-shaped or teardrop-shaped engagement ring or wedding ring, and I think a majority of the like hand pictures that it shows you, it's got the pointy side facing up, like to the sky. But a lot of people do it the other way, turned around, where it's the pear-shaped facing the ground, essentially. So what else? So we went into the jewelry store, tried it on, fell in love with it, wanted it, and that was that. Obviously, my parents obviously knew what was going on, so my mom just dragged me aside to go somewhere else so that I guess he could actually buy the ring that day. So he had bought it. Obviously, I was clueless. Went with my dad's permission. My dad helped him out with all of the paperwork, obviously. And that was that. And the next day, I and my mom had went back. And my dad, I think. I don't know. Or I think it was just me and my dad. We had went back to the jewelry shop to get Daniel his wedding ring. So when I heard the story back from Daniel himself, I just found that so funny, because we basically got each other's rings like almost the same day, just like, you know, a couple hours apart. So I thought that was really funny. I think he kept it, obviously, for Do you guys ever, I'm sorry, this is a side note. Do you guys ever, like, when you guys are trying to figure out the months, do you guys start from, like, January, February, March, April, May, July? So August, September, October, November. So he kept it for 3 months. I'm sorry. I do that. Like, I cannot count how many months. If you guys do that, please let us know. That I just think that is just the funniest thing ever. So he kept it for 3 months. To himself, obviously. I didn't know, and during that, I don't know, he was just acting really weird, asking a lot of engagement questions, wedding related questions, and he was never like that before. So I was like weirded out. I'm like, what do you have up your sleeve, my guy? So during that, you know, it was going towards my birthday, October 19th, and I asked him, like, oh, can I get a hint of what you're gonna get me for my birthday? And he's like, okay, it's I'm like, what's, like, you know, the start of the letter? He's like, I'm not gonna tell you that. I'm like, okay, well, what's one of the letters? And he's like, R. And I'm like, oh my god, it's a ring. So I'm freaking out to my best friend, who's now my maid of honor. I'm like, oh my god, he's getting a ring, he's gonna propose, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And obviously he didn't. So I was so upset. I'm like, oh my god, I thought it was a wedding ring. What he got me for my birthday was Nightmare Before Christmas tickets to go see, in the, Chicago theater. So that, you know, R is in it, Nightmare, and Christmas. So that was, I guess, the hint. But I really, really thought he was gonna propose to me on my birthday and all of that, but it didn't turn out that way. Instead, it turned out, honestly, so much more better. I don't even think that's a sentence. I don't know. It turned out better than expected. There we go. It turned out better than expected. He proposed to me in November. Originally, what I told him is that when he proposes, I want him to do it on just a regular day. And that's exactly what he did. So, you know, obviously my birthday isn't just a regular day. But that's exactly what he did. He did it on the 17th. I think it was on a Saturday, I'm not too sure. But yeah, he did it then, and so perfect. We went out to this really fancy, expensive, oh my god, I'm so sorry for his bank account that day. We went to this fancy Italian themed type of restaurant. So Olive Garden, but I guess on steroids. I don't know. So, we're like the a single pizza was like $35. That type of expensive. So, we went there. It's called Francesca's, nearby where we live, and we went there to eat. Again, he was talking a lot about like wedding stuff and just being engaged in general and our futures and all that. And I'm just like, okay. I honestly didn't think anything about it, so I was really confused. I'm like, oh, I don't know why he's, but okay, whatever. So we finished eating, and we were walking around. Actually, it was really cold that day. Obviously, it's in November and we live in Chicago, so I wanted to get into the car. I'm like, oh my god, it's cold, let's get into the car. I was barely even prepared for the weather. I was freezing, so I'm like, let's go into the car, like, I'm so cold. And he's like, no, let's just walk around. And I'm like, why? It's cold and I'm cold, just let me go to the car, turn on the heat. He's like, no, let's just walk around, you know, it's the pretty, it's very pretty outside. And it was obviously towards, you know, December and stuff, so they had, you know, these beautiful, beautiful neutral lights hanging scattered around, all these beautiful little trees, big, and it was so beautiful. I absolutely loved it. So we were walking around and I'm like, okay, let's just go, I'm cold. We were walking around, he stops and he gets down on one knee and proposes, gives his whole little spiel about how he wants to spend the rest of his life with me. I'm like, oh my god, I really thought I was gonna cry, but sadly I'm so upset with myself, I did not freaking cry. I'm like, god, if I could turn back time, that's what I would do, I'd cry. I'm just kidding. So he proposed, got down on one knee, did the whole spiel, and I'm, you know, excited. I'm like, oh my god, it's finally happening. We went back home, showed his parents, showed my parents, and for a good, I think, month, I was so utterly, like, starstruck. And I just honestly could not believe, wow, I'm going to be planning a wedding. And obviously, there's a lot of stress. And this can then turn over into the second topic that I want to talk about. Just the whole overall wedding planning. Obviously, it's stressful for a lot of brides. I really wanted to eliminate as much stress as I possibly could with myself. And regarding like any family members that may cause me any stress, or friends that may cause me any stress, or guests in general, I don't know. I really wanted to just eliminate that for the good, and it's just inevitable, I guess. I don't know. So we'll see. But yeah, like I said, I was very starstruck, so I didn't really process the fact that I'm going to have to actually be planning a wedding. I'm gonna have to, you know, spend money on a venue and all of that jazz. So I was really like, it was just really unbelievable for me. So this whole wedding process has been it's been a journey. I got a wedding planning book from Michael's, which has been extremely, extremely helpful. We went to, me and my mom had went to Joann's Fabric to pick out some fabric and different types of fabric with the colors that I wanted, just to get a color scheme going, which we already accomplished. Our color scheme is like, well, yeah, me and Daniel's color scheme is like, very neutral. The overall theme of the wedding is very elegant, but not ballroom, but not too ballroom, where it's like I have to have a ballroom type dress. It's just, I really wanted elegancy, I really wanted something very prestige and all of that. So that's the overall theme. I feel like if you guys Google elegant weddings, it's kind of where I'm headed towards. The colors, I wanted a champagne or a blush, a blush pink, like a very, very light blush pink, because I'm not really into like a, I'm not a pinky type of person. So when I saw like a blush pink, it wasn't too much pink. I didn't want a lot of pink. Or rose gold. I feel like that's so cliche. Obviously, like, this, everything I'm saying is pretty freaking cliche. But yeah, So champagne, nude, oh my gosh, I love, love, love different kinds of nude colors, beautiful. So it's champagne, nude, and then blush pink, which are kind of the color schemes. I know I've heard from a lot of different people saying that, oh, well, why don't you do burgundy or a brown or a green, and because obviously it's November, or an orange because it's autumn. I'm like, well, I don't really want anything like that. Plus, you know, Chicago weather, it's usually like 70 to like 73, so, or like even 68 to like 73, 74. Typical Chicago November weather. So I'm like, I don't really like, you know, burgundy, or like, I didn't want anything dark. I didn't want dark colors, and that's kind of what I was getting from a lot of different people, was a lot of dark colors. So yeah, that's the overall theme and color scheme of the wedding. The wedding dress, I really wanted something very form-fitting, and a mermaid shape. If you guys don't know what a mermaid shape is, you guys can also Google that, just mermaid shaped wedding dress. The veil, I really wanted a laced veil. I think those are so beautiful, long cascading veil. My hair, I wanted down, very beachy, but also kind of bouncy, and thick curls. All one solid color, which is just my natural dark brown color. So I'm doing all the, you know, different crazy, well, not crazy, but like, I just colored my hair recently to a light brown, to where I had to bleach it. So I'm like, I guess, damaging my hair now so that it could be as healthy as possible, because my hair tends to rejuvenate pretty quickly in the next 3 years. I also really wanted long hair, so extensions may be added if my hair is not that long. So that's the overall appearance of myself as the bride, and bridesmaids and all that. Those are not the people, but the overall types of dresses. I also wanted very form-fitting to their shape. I want them to feel good. I want them to feel comfortable. So whatever that is, I would want for them. So those are the overall fits of everyone related to the, I guess, wedding party, from the bride and bridesmaids. Venues, we just recently signed the paperwork for the venue we chose. It is so beautiful. It is called the Carlisle, just like maybe 50 minutes away from where we live. Very beautiful. We really wanted a venue that really had the decorations intertwined with the venue itself. Beautiful hanging chandeliers, beautiful mirrors, beautiful table setups, beautiful centerpieces where you can actually see the person you're talking to. Don't get me wrong, those, you know, 5-foot beautiful roses that are just twirling around are great and all, but, you know, I'm sure people would want to see the person they're talking to. So, yeah, we really wanted a venue that just spoke for itself, basically, where we had to do little to no decoration as possible. And that's what we got, and we're so excited. We also got a really good price for it, too, so we're excited about that. That's obviously the biggest purchase ever. I'm not really too fond of the whole DIY. I know my sister was such a DIY queen for her wedding, and she honestly couldn't have done it any better. But me personally, I'm not the type of person to DIY everything. I'm not really craftsy either, so I just feel like that's just a waste for me, and I wouldn't want, you know, my sister doing all the, you know, crafts, because obviously it's not her job to, and she shouldn't need to stress about doing crafts for my wedding. So and I wouldn't be wanting to buy a lot of different things, a lot of different, like, I guess, knickknacks for the wedding either, but even if I do, there'll be a few, but, I want to limit that as possible, just to, you know, save money. If my dad can, you know, do beautiful, beautiful save the dates, I'd rather him do it than, you know, going on Shutterfly and doing it. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of different ways to, you know, DIY your wedding. And I'm just like, those are all beautiful. You all are DIY queens, but I could never. So that's just the type of, I guess, bride that I am. Going back on engagement, we never really had an engagement party, which is, I guess, very common for a lot of people. We just never had one because we just, you know, told everybody that we knew that we were engaged. So I guess that's not really necessary. But a bridal shower we are definitely having. My mom's planning all of that. I'm guessing the mother of the bride has to. I don't know. That's what she told me. Other than that, the overall, what I really want to tie it all into is that, yes, we're young. Yes, we're getting married, but we're going to get married by the time we're 23, although that may still be young for a lot of people. At the end of the day, this is a unity between two people that just really love each other and could not and cannot wait to spend the rest of their lives with each other. So if you guys are out there young and getting married or just in love, be in love. Don't get me wrong, I'm still a teenager, you know, I'm gonna be 20, and I'm still not gonna be partying every weekend, but, you know, if I wanna, I guess, do teenager things, I can go do teenager things, or young adult things, but very, very responsible young adult things, where I can still hang out with my friends, and not wedding plan for a day. So, yeah, that, I guess what I'm just trying to say is that, you know, I'm living the best life I possibly could and will continue living the best possible life that I could in the future with my future husband. So, yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up. I know this was probably a very short episode, mostly because I was the only one talking, but I promise you guys the next episode will be... He will also be with me and discussing more different things for episodes to come, obviously. But I wanted to do this just so that you guys can get my side and my perspective of the overall wedding planning. You guys will obviously get his perspective too in the next part that we do this, whenever that may be, very, very soon, hopefully. Probably not next episode, though. I don't know what we'll talk about next episode. I think you'll just have to find out. Just stay tuned for next episode. But yeah, so I hope you guys did not mind me talking for a couple minutes. My voice could be annoying at times. I'm so, 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 so sorry. But yeah, I promise you guys next episode we'll have him in the whole spiel. And you'll definitely get his perspective on the wedding, because... You know, grooms matter too, you know, their opinions matter. So brides out there that are listening, make sure you let your groom speak. I promise you it'll be worth it, although they may not care about, you know, the seat cushion colors as much as you do. So yeah, I think that pretty much wraps up this episode of Stuff You Should Know About the Wedding Planning. So, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and a comment about, you know, maybe stuff that you guys want to hear. A voice message. You guys can leave us voice messages if you want of stuff you want to know about, whether it's the wedding, our relationship, which we'll definitely dive deeper into, or whatever. So, yeah, stay tuned for next episode. We will be talking about a lot of things. I'm not gonna tell you, because then you won't know. Okay, guys. Yeah, just stay tuned for next episode. I'm so, so sorry I talked your ear off, but I hope you guys didn't mind. I really enjoyed this, and like I said, you guys will only be getting this once every blue moon, so don't worry about it, especially if you just tuned in for Aaliyah and Daniel. Don't worry, you guys will definitely be getting that next week, so stay tuned on the next episode of Stuff You Should Know. Thank you, guys. Bye.